here on Into the Blue with a Mylon Miller and Beth Husband original called Snake Charmer. And we'll be right back.
With his highly anticipated follow-up to his top 10 charting original Kentucky Blue Star, Nashville bluegrass recording artist Marty Fowley has just released his new album, My Farm, My Bluegrass, with 11 original songs born straight out of Kentucky coal country. The first single, Ode to L8, is a barnstorming bluegrass tune featuring Dale Ann Bradley. Marty Fowley, My Farm, My Bluegrass, available now wherever you buy, stream, or download your music, and at MartyFowleyMusic.com. Get yours today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 48. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 31. High temperatures reach up to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures below average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, high of 48 this afternoon, lows level off around 31 tonight, highs reach 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, right now 44.
Now with a little help from Jake Workman, here's a brand new one from Wyatt Ellis called Get Lost.
Thank you.
43. Said Uncle needs a few good men like me. All fell with innocence. He left his home too late to change his mind. On up through 1945, he saw too many good men die.
That's called Silence in the Brandy. You'll find that on his newest solo release, God Fearing Heathen. We're going to bring around Billy Droz right now and feature the title track to his brand new album on RBR Records, one titled Billy the Kid.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips with two cold 45s and them white plastic grips. No good. Oh, I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my hand. Lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss
steady shining down on me. All I see is storm clouds moving, trying to remember to forget your memory. Where did you go? Why did you leave me? How long will I wait for your return? A heart on fire, so deceiving. I should have learned cold ashes just don't burn.
Class voice that has graced some of the best recordings down through the years in bluegrass music, from Longview to J.D. Crow and the New South, the Lonesome River Band, and the list goes on. Currently working on his own, that's Don Rigsby, with a song he co-authored with Billy Droz called Cold Ashes. A short break, and we'll be right back. For nearly three decades, Blue Highway has been one of the world's most revered bluegrass bands. And October 11th through 14th marks the second annual Blue Highway Fest in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Featuring Sam Bush, Volume 5, Steel Drivers, Larry Sparks, the Tim O'Brien Band, Dan Zeminski, Scythian, and more than 25 top acts. BlueHighwayFest.com for tickets and info. BlueHighwayFest.com. It's the can't-miss event of the year. We'll see you there.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 48. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 31. High temperatures reach up to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures below average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, high of 48 this afternoon, lows level off around 31 tonight, highs reach 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 44.
Shining golden sand. struck silver ribbon wine, held a million in my hand. Bucks I'm looking for, the finding's always tame, and nothing drives a gambler like loving the game. All my life I searched around, traveled far from town to town, but I never really
refer to him these days as the Grammy Award-winning Michael Cleveland, together with his equally impressive band, Flamekeeper. And by the way, there is a great video you can catch on his life on Netflix, so check that out. Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper here on Into the Blue. And the title track of their most recent release, that's called The Lovin' of the Game. Now here's Sam Bush from his tribute to John Hartford, one called No End of Love.
I'd like to walk the roads you walk. Thank you.
That's Danny Burns from his newest release, Promised Land, on Pinecastle, with a little help there from Brian Simpson. That one's titled Lifeline. I'm Terry Hurd. A short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I've been using GHS strings since I started playing music full-time some 30 years ago.
Chris Jones for GHS Strings.
Tone is so important to a bluegrass musician, and GHS strings have consistently delivered the tone I need on stage and in the studio.
Use GHS strings for the passion, power, and performance in your music. And check out Chris Jones and the Night Drivers at chrisjonesmusic.com.
For nearly three decades, Blue Highway has been one of the world's most revered bluegrass bands. And October 11th through 14th marks the second annual Blue Highway Fest in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Featuring Sam Bush, Volume 5, The Steel Drivers, Larry Sparks, Daryl Scott, Seldom Seen, Terry Bauckham's Dukes of Drive.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
To the lane, puts it on the floor, drives around, Siakam flushes it through with a reverse jam.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Milton, step back, corner three, yes sir! What a shot, cash money!
Today, the Bucks take on the Chicago Bulls at the world-class Fiserv Forum.
Giannis goes right to the cup and flushes it through with a big right-hand slam.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
It is another season of Milwaukee Bucks basketball as we return with some big changes in the offseason, but the preseason officially here. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by your voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for yet another season here. And Dave, I mentioned a lot of changes in the offseason, one of them coming very, very late, and that was the addition of Damian Lillard. But this is certainly a much different team than when we last spoke.
First off, good to see you again, stranger. It's been a minute. We were just sitting here talking about how long it's been before we came on the air here with that unceremonious ending to the season a year ago. But here we go, a new season and a new team, to your point. A lot of changes. Last year, the big conversation point was running it back. The team was coming back with that same cast of characters that was the year before and ultimately the same one that won them an NBA championship 2 years prior to that. Well, here now we sit 3 years removed from that NBA championship, and general manager John Horst and company felt like it was time to shake things up and go about things a little bit differently. And I say that understatedly, a little bit differently. You've changed your head coach. In comes Adrian Griffin. You've changed from one of your stalwarts on the defensive side of things in Drew Holiday, one of the reasons you were able to be so effective and win that NBA title a couple years ago, because, well, the hope is you have actually even upgraded there by bringing in one of the most dynamic players that the NBA has, and certainly the most dynamic player that was available in this offseason, and Damian Lillard, surprise, surprise, he's now on the team. So those two shakeups alone are rather significant ones to start with, but really, I think it, for all intents and purposes, as we go into this first preseason, this preseason takes on a little bit of a different feel because there are so many new components going into play in the way of schematics, in the way of your system, terminology, all of these things, and how you work together with Mike Budenholzer, who had been here for five seasons prior, now essentially watching this one from afar, where you have Adrian Griffin in from his Toronto Raptors stint the last 5 years as an assistant coach. He's a first-year head coach of his own right. So a lot of different things at play here. A lot of unknowns, a lot of, well, let's call it fun stuff to think about as you go into this new season. And, boy, nobody's more excited about their free agent acquisition than this team. And, again, we won't see Damian Lillard today. I know you'll get into that. But he's here, and I'm going to tell you something, having watched him in practice, as they said in the Jerry Seinfeld episode, he is spectacular.
He is here, and he is excited to be here, contrary to what many fans may have thought when they assumed he had a preferred destination here this past summer. But the point you make about all these changes, the first of those being Adrian Griffin, and other than that, for basically three-quarters of the offseason, this team looked as though they were essentially going to be running it back just with a different head coach. Even had they done that, it's still a massive change for all the reasons you pointed to. The defense is going to be somewhat different. The offense is going to be different. You're going to have different terminology and different things that you do, different rotations. So learning all of that in itself is one thing. And then on the eve of training camp, you add one of the 75 best players in the history of this league into the mix as well. So a lot of changes for this team to navigate through, but just on paper, the talent, especially of Giannis and Damian Lillard, may be unmatched by any other team in this league.
Yeah, you have two of the most gravitational forces, the biggest gravitational forces in the game today. And when you put them on the same half court together, full court, you can put them in the same room, and it's just, it changes everything. So watching those two on offense is going to be really something special. And now defense is the area I think you're going to have potentially some growing pains that comes with that, because Drew Holiday is one of the best in the business. And let's be real, for Damian Lillard, that has not been his calling card. But you offset that by really one of the transcendent offensive players of his generation and maybe even the history of the game with what he's able to do on the offensive side of things. So that's going to be amazing to watch, too. One other thing we didn't talk about, changes, there has been a little bit of an effort to get some more youth into this franchise as well. So you're going to have some, especially in this preseason, we'll see a number of these young faces. But whether it's Andre Jackson, Chris Livingston, two guys you pick up in the draft, Ty Washington you bring in as a two-way free agent from Houston in his second season, in the continued development of Marjon Beauchamp, some of those names that we're going to be talking about this season, it'll be interesting to see how much they can get out onto the court with this still very veteran-laden team with championship aspirations. That's always a delicate balancing act, but there is more of an emphasis on trying to start looking to what that next generation of Bucks will be. And that's another thing we'll get a little bit of a peek at here today.
Omari Moore, another one of those young players as well, on a two-way. So an influx of young talent, something we haven't seen in a handful of years with this group, which we had said is going to be imperative to try to sprinkle in some young guys to play alongside players like Giannis and the rest of this group as they continue to advance in their careers. Damian Lillard, though, getting all of the headlines, especially in the last 2 weeks and his arrival here in Milwaukee. You mentioned the gravity between he and Giannis, so that both of these players bring how they see this fitting, and Damian Lillard's thoughts on joining this Bucks team and how he found out. We'll hear from Damian Lillard and Giannis when we continue after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Just about 2 weeks ago, the Bucks stealing all the headlines with the addition of Damian Lillard in a trade that sent Drew Holiday to Portland. And eventually a secondary deal sending him to the Boston Celtics. But pairing Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo together on this team and in the starting lineup, something many Bucks fans probably did on NBA 2K, something these two stars have spoken about in the past as well, teaming up at All-Star Weekend. But it is now a reality. And for Damian Lillard and Giannis, it is something they think is going to fit perfectly.
Obviously, Giannis, you know, is public record that I've always mentioned. You know, if I had to team up with one person, it would be him. So when we talked about it, I was like, I would definitely be interested in that.
I feel like we are just the same people, just different size. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays to win. He's built from the same cloth. How can I say? But like whenever I saw him, I admired his game. I loved how he plays game. He's so effortless. And he's a guy like one of the best in the league. You know, one of the best point guards in the league. Probably not, if not top one, top two shooters in the league. Incredible. And it's a guy that you always, if you had the chance to play with, you will always love to play with. But I never imagined that he's going to be here in Milwaukee and he's going to be playing with the team this year.
Playing with somebody like Giannis, he's going to, the kind of attention that he's going to get is only going to make the game easier and more simple for me. And I think because of the way that I impose myself when I do play and how I attack games, he's going to have the kind of opportunity that I think he hasn't had as well.
That last part from Damian Lillard, obviously the big one in that we talk about Giannis and the spacing that he can create for some of his teammates. You think about some of the success that Grayson Allen had early in his Bucks stint. The spacing that Giannis creates, the open shots he creates for his teammates, certainly going to benefit Damian Lillard. But conversely, Damian Lillard has the ability to do the same for Giannis. You also navigate to the pick and roll, something that one can't help but think would be nearly impossible to defend with these two players.
How do you defend it? You know, I haven't played against a lot of coverages where teams aren't at the level of the screen, whether it's showing, trapping, or just being there to where I got to get a ball up. And I can't imagine them wanting him to have the ball, you know, at the free throw line coming downhill with an advantage. And Chris on the wing and Brooke, you know, you got really good players out there. So I've definitely thought about it, and I just don't know how you handle that.
When Damian Lillard was with the Portland Trailblazers, the way you attempted to defend that pick and roll was you just doubled the ball handler. You kept both defenders out there on Damian Lillard and took your chances with the Trailblazers big, whether that was Yusef Nurkic or anybody in that pick and roll situation. When Giannis is the player setting the screen, you won't be able to use that same defense. But speaking of defense, that is also where the conversation goes when you swap out Damian Lillard for a Drew Holiday. Now, obviously, Damian Lillard, not an all-defensive type of player, but he does think his defense is vastly underrated.
I understand where to be on the floor. I understand how to rotate. I understand how to play team defense, but I'm a competitor. At the very least, on that end of the floor, I'm going to compete. You know, I'm not going to come in here and beat Drew Holiday. I think, in my personal opinion, I think he's the best defender on the perimeter. But it's not going to be what people just throw out there loosely. You know, I think in the past it's been something where people just say, oh, Dame, you know, on defense, he's this on offense. But, you know, the people that I play against to tell you, like, I ain't a pushover. You know what I'm saying? And I've also had a lot of responsibility on the offensive end for my entire career. And I think playing with the kind of players I'll be playing with here, it'll also give me an opportunity to, you know, show myself much better on the defensive end of the floor.
And for Damian Lillard, finding out the trade was official, he said, was something that took him quite some time to process. Was left alone as he heard of the news and had nobody to share that news with him. Also needed his agent to confirm this trade was, in fact, official. We had heard many, many things about Damian Lillard and his preferred destination over the offseason, but as he also pointed out, none of that came directly from him. The reason he thinks this fit in Milwaukee is perfect is because of one reason. He wants to win, and he sees that opportunity with the Bucks.
You know, I don't think it's a secret how much I want to win, and that's how we got here today. And I think they want to win equally as bad as I do, and, you know, I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more thankful for this opportunity to be a part of this organization, to play alongside the best player in the league. You know, it's going to be fun.
So while you won't get the opportunity to witness this today, you don't need to pinch yourself. This is not an all-star game. You will see Damian Lillard paired with Giannis throughout the course of this season. We mentioned some more of the changes with this team was an influx of some young talent. You'll hear from one of those players. Steve Kane had the chance to catch up with Andre Jackson. You'll hear that conversation after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Every hour
of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Every day.
There you have it, a historic day in the House of Representatives as Congressman Kevin McCarthy officially voted out as his role as Speaker.
The news doesn't stop, and neither do we.
Today at State Fair Park, an Assembly committee will hold a public hearing regarding the $700 million Milwaukee Brewers Stadium funding proposal.
The WTMJ Breaking News Center has you covered. News Radio WTMJ.
Do you love your car? I mean, do you really love your car?
And do you want that car to be the shiniest on the road? If you answered yes, then you need Z-Gloss by Z-Bart. Our ceramic Z-Gloss not only outshines, it provides protection against dirt, bugs, acid rain, fur droppings, and other paint-damaging contaminants. Now listen to this. It lasts 7 years. That's right, 7 years. Guaranteed. So if you really love your car, show it some love with Z-Gloss by Z-Bart. Just Google Z-Bart.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and marine antifreeze. Its burst proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon for $2.49 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Buckshots.
But at the end of the day, it's not about what we believe or what people believe. It's about what we do.
On the home of the Bucks, WTMJ.
All right, we're getting ready to put the ball in the air for the first time this season. Preseason action getting underway with the Chicago Bulls in town in this week one matchup. We are right now talking with one of the new young faces on this roster. He was picked with the 36th overall selection in the recent draft out of the University of Connecticut. His name is Andre Jackson, and introducing him to the fans here slowly but surely. But first, Dre, let me ask you this. What's the experience been like? Has it been a surreal experience to this point, coming from a national championship team to suddenly a team that is one of the favorites to potentially win an NBA championship? You're living a charmed life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely grateful for the experience, and I'm in a great place right now, mentally, emotionally, and physically as well. I'm around great guys that are teaching me stuff every day, and I'm in a great environment that's allowing me to grow every step of the way. So just trying to take it day by day and just get better and just embrace the process.
So take me through what that feeling is like when you hear your name called and you find out you're going to Milwaukee. Did you know much about Milwaukee aside from the fact that that some guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo played up there?
Yeah, man, I've been watching Giannis in Milwaukee since I've been in high school. And even before that, man, I've always been a fan, and to be a part of this organization means the most to me. And even when I came over here and worked out in pre-draft and stuff like that, they treated me real well. And even my interviews down at the Combine, we just really had a connection, me in the front office and as well as some of the other people on staff. So definitely connecting with them made me feel like I definitely wanted to be a part of the team. So to actually have it come into fruition is even better.
So it's one thing to watch Giannis play. It's a whole other thing to play against Giannis. What was that like the first time you stepped on the court against that dude?
It was hard, but, I mean, that's what you do it for. And as a defender, it definitely challenged me and made me go home and kind of thinking about it with my head on the pillow. So definitely just another reason why I'm just going to continue to get better and why this environment is the perfect spot for me, just going against Giannis, one of the best, if not the best player in the world. Every single day, go against a guy like that, you know that you're going to be growing.
Yeah, you feel like you're good at defense until you see someone like that coming right down at you. But so from your experience thus far, you get yourself ready for your first game action. What are your feelings like, and what do you try to accomplish through preseason?
Just continue to just grow every single day. I know that every day I go out there is just a blessing to even be able to, I mean, be playing this game at this level. So just go out there and give it my all, honestly. Leave my heart on the floor and just let it all, I mean, just leave it all out there on the floor. That's the biggest thing. And then also just go out there and just play with that confidence and play and just have fun, man, and understand where I'm at and realize that a younger me would have been extremely excited to watch myself play in this game. So just be very appreciative of it.
Lastly, I know there's so many different things you're probably working on, but is there anything that stands at the front of that list in terms of making yourself the player you want to be at this level?
My shot, definitely. Working at that every single day with Coach Opp is getting more and more comfortable in. That's just something I'm chasing every single day, and I feel like ever since I got here at Milwaukee, like, I've been able to make really big strides, so it just makes me happy to just see the improvements every single day and just go out there and just try to get better at it every day and just see the progress, because I know that that's the key for me to be a great player at this level.
All right, Andre, we appreciate the time. Good luck in your first debut tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. That's Andre Jackson. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to hear some thoughts from new Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. And really, the big message coming into this season, or the big change, was what Adrian Griffin thought he was going to have in terms of a team changing just before the season began with the addition of Damian Lillard. So Adrian Griffin and the man that pulled off that trade, John Horst, sharing some thoughts on the roster and the expectations for this upcoming season.
When we got Dame, we also got a high character person. You know, a lot of times we talked about his greatness on the court, but he just, you know, off the court, he just as elite as it gets, you know. And so we're just fortunate. You win with high character people, first and foremost.
You can't get something without giving up something in this league, and we all know and I think understand the quality of person and player that Jrue Holiday is, and what his family has meant to this community. We'll forever be grateful for that. In the same breath, we're really excited about this team, the change that's happening, the way that we're going to play, and the dominance, hopefully, that we play with. So it's a great opportunity for this organization. We're really excited about
it. I've been in the NBA for 25 years. You know, you talk to a guy that went undrafted. I had to fight and claw. Like, pressure is good, you know. It makes you who you are. Now, you got to embrace these opportunities. You know, these opportunities don't come along. You know, I've always been a guy who had to fight for his career. So this is not, I'm relishing in the opportunity because you get two of the greatest players to play this game. So I look at it as an opportunity. There's no time to look at it any other way. So these are fun times. You know, I can't wait to get started in training camp.
In many ways, very fitting that for Adrian Griffin, his journey as a head coach, the main guy now, begins in a game featuring these two teams, the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls. Of course, began his coaching career with the Bucks, where he was a role player, but one that really, really caught the attention of Scott Skiles, who added him to his staff later that season after Griffin was released. His journey included stops in Oklahoma City, where he worked for now Bulls head coach Billy Donovan. So a lot of networking that Adrian Griffin has done along the way. And you heard him talk about his playing style and what he had to do to stay in this league and stand out. Very, very similar things to the approach that he says he will bring as the head coach of this team, specifically on the defensive end.
Knowing personnel, does a guy like to drive right or left? Is he a shooter? Is he a driver? I don't know, these are basic things, but knowledge is power, but knowledge is also quickness. And if I know that you like to drive right, I can anticipate. And so we're just gonna, you know, film. Again, it's about not skipping the steps. We're gonna watch film. We're gonna know our opponent better than our opponent knows us. And we'll be prepared every game.
Preparation, they will be a physical team. And they will be one that uses their size, all things we've heard from Adrian Griffin throughout the course of this training camp and now the start of the preseason. Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, we'll get you your starting lineups and take a look at some news around the league on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, NA member FDIC.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi, Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Bango needs your help to stuff his mailbox before this Bucks season tips off. Show your support for the team and share your best basketball advice, your favorite Bucks moments, or your championship-caliber fan art through Dear Bango, presented by Bubon Orthodontics. Bango's mailbox is open, and he wants to hear from you. Grab your paper, pencil, and MVP-level creativity. Get all the details on Dear Bango, presented by Bubon, at bucks.com/dearbango.
Almost tip time here inside of Fiserv Forum. I'm Justin Garcia getting you set for the first preseason game of the 23-24 season. The Bucks hosting the Chicago Bulls. Get you caught up on some news around the league here, and it starts in Philadelphia. After a tumultuous offseason, James Harden is back with the 76ers, at least for now. Reporting to training camp in Fort Collins, Colorado earlier this week. However, his status for tonight's preseason opener against the Boston Celtics is uncertain. Now, Harden has reiterated his preference is still a trade out of Philadelphia, despite opting into the final year of his contract over the summer. Elsewhere, in terms of preseason scores, LeBron James missed the Lakers' preseason opener last night. It was a 125-108 loss to the Warriors. Lakers do play 6 preseason games this year, and LeBron said the plan is for him to play in half of them. Another score from yesterday saw the Timberwolves beat the Mavericks in the final of their 2 Abu Dhabi games. So Minnesota starts the preseason unbeaten, taking both of those 2 matchups. And one injury in the Central Division to get you up to speed on, that comes in Cleveland, where Cavaliers big man Jared Allen is going to miss at least 2 weeks with an ankle injury, putting his status for the start of the season very much in question. In terms of the injury report for the Bucks today, they will be without the services of Giannis, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, and Cameron Payne. Chris Livingston and AJ Green are both out as well. So the starting 5 for today's game will be Lindell Wigginton and Malik Beasley in the backcourt, joined by Jay Crowder, Bobby Portis, and Brooke Lopez. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and get some final thoughts on this matchup after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Concordia University is a top-tier, nationally ranked university located on the shores of Lake Michigan. With over 80 programs to choose from, including graduate and doctoral options, CUW offers the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit cuw.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
For over 20 years, the Milwaukee Bucks have used Sky High Marketing. Sky High Marketing helps businesses promote their brand with custom merchandise, including apparel and promotional products. Brands available include Nike, North Face, Yeti, and more. If your company is in need of a merchandise partner to help take your brand to new heights, contact Sky High Marketing. The Milwaukee Bucks trust Sky High Marketing. You should, too. Visit skyhighmarketing.com to learn more.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Hey guys, Luke Bryan here for Jockey. Did you know that Jockey makes my favorite t-shirts? I wear Jockey walking my dogs, working out, fishing with my boys, and even when I'm on stage. And I know that it'll look good as new after throwing my Jockey tee in the wash. So give Jockey a try for yourself. Remember, there's only one Jockey.
Luke's right. There's only one Jockey. Jockey, the t-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BUCKS. Only on Jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
BUCKS Courtside.
So we just focus on how can we get better each day. And then you let the results.